السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
also like the other European countries, there are three categories of Ahmadis who live here. Firstly, those who have come from Pakistan, and maybe one or two have also come from India. They came to Holland and have settled here. A large number of them are those who, for one or two generations, have been Ahmadis because their fathers or grandfathers had accepted Ahmadiyyat. Second category is of those, a few of them, who have come from other Muslim countries, including Arabs, who recognized the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah enabled them that witnessing the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam being fulfilled, that they should convey the salam of the Holy Prophet to Messiah and Mahdi and should join his community. And the third category of Ahmadis are those who are the local people whom Allah gave the light of intelligence, and they were enabled to believe in Messiah of Muhammad. And they are only a few who can be counted on the fingers of one hand. These are the people who, becoming the fulfillment of the dream of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, included themselves among the white birds which promised Messiah had caught in his dream. This is only the beginning. Now, inshallah, we still have to see the sights when the birds in flocks, like the throngs of people, will come in the lap of Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. The first categories of the Ahmadis, which are Pakistani Ahmadis or maybe some Indian Ahmadis, it is their responsibility that they should help promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, to catch these white birds. And then they try to tame them. They should do their utmost. Otherwise, the claims of being old Ahmadis and talk of being the progeny of companions of Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the good actions which the companions or your forefathers were, they will get their reward. You will get the reward of your own deeds. If following good works, if you will help promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in his mission, then receiving best reward of your actions, you will also be helping these pious elders to raise their standards, and you will also be praying for them that Allah may raise their spiritual standards who have made us good people. Your good deeds will be a matter of comfort for these your elders. So this is a great opportunity of good deeds which Allah has provided you. Do not let it be lost. You should keep looking at your past, that Allah, the favor of His Rahman attribute, had given you opportunity to come to this country. To be grateful to God for this opportunity, every Ahmadi should thank God. How can you be grateful? This you can be grateful by following good works. This gratitude can be done by conveying to the message to these people of promised Messiah and by building mosques, by doing duty to each other. This great gratitude can be done by submitting to the administration of the Jamaat, and most of all by raising the levels of your worship of God. Therefore, you must realize this. And when you have joined the community of Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, you should try to fulfill the object of his advent. What was his purpose? Promised Messiah says, I have been sent so that I should strengthen the faith and prove the existence of God to the people. Because the belief of every nation has weakened a great deal. and they think that the hereafter is only a fiction. And every man is telling by his practice that as he has a faith in the fame and the material things and the trust he has on material things, he does not have that trust in God and in the hereafter. They talk a great deal. Promised Messiah says, they talk a great deal, but in their heart, the love of the world prevails. And whatever is in their heart, that is not what they speak. Promised Messiah says, I have been sent so that the period of truth and belief should come back and the heart should develop fear of God. Therefore, you should always keep this purpose of advent of Promised Messiah in view, and by creating pious changes in your heart, following righteousness, the truth which you have been enabled to accept, you should apply it to your own life, and you should fill the heart with the love of God, and let this beverage of faith be drunk by others, so that with the help of this unity of God, the other people should also come to know of it and realize what flavor it has, what pleasure it has. The second category of Ahmadis, whom Allah had enabled to join the Ahmadiyya community, which I had mentioned that those who have join the true Islam from among the Muslims and who have fulfilled the command of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then also the third category, who were local people who have joined from among the Christians, and by joining the community of Messiah of Muhammad and are bringing pious changes within themselves, so that following the pleasure of Allah, they should have a direct link with God and should reject the dogma of raising a man equal to God and teaches you idolatry. So you are the ones who, by becoming the grateful servant of God, by creating pious changes within you, by advancing the level of righteousness and piety, and you should do your utmost to convey the message of Islam, Ahmadiyya, to others. And you should make a proper program by the Jamaat sitting together, which should include the people who have come from outside and also the local people, so that you can convey the message to each and every citizen. You should help the champion of Allah, who Allah himself had given the title of Jari'ullah, champion of Allah. Allah had appointed Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam on this great task, that by making the whole humanity as a united ummah and gather them on one hand, so the piety and good works which you and us have found with the blessings of Allah, you should try to make much more effort to raise its standard. You must not see, and some people sometimes do see, that those, especially the newcomers, see the practical life of the Ahmadis. You must not see what is the state of the Ahmadis. If someone is weak, he is answerable to God. There will be many who are stepping ahead in good works and establish good works and bid good works and forbid evil. In any case, in Islam, each one is responsible for his own life. You cannot make the personal weakness of someone as a trial for others. Among the old Ahmadis, if you see someone being waylaid or spoiled, you should also pray for him, that may Allah guide them to the right path. And by begging Allah's forgiveness, you should also try to reform yourself. And the more you will beg Allah's forgiveness, the more you will make effort, you will be beneficiary of Allah's blessings. When new and the old Ahmadis will get ready to discharge this responsibility and to gain this object for which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has been raised, then you will see that the level of relationship with God will continue to rise. And when the levels will rise, then you will pay more attention to convey the message to the Dutch people, so that these people should also receive guidance. These people don't even know how beautiful is the teachings of Islam. That is why, because of their ignorance, they attack Islam. They mock at the teachings of Islam. They raise objections on the beautiful teachings of Islam. There are some who show violent reaction. For example, here they shout a great deal on veil, and to ban the veil, they are also thinking of passing laws. Why do they do so? It is because they have been shown a dreadful picture of Islam. The beautiful teachings of Islam has never been presented to them in this way as it has the right to be presented. If Ahmadi men and women, young and old, who have come and have settled here, if they paid attention right from the beginning and they realized their responsibility, and introduce the true Ahmadiyyat, that is true Islam, to the people, I don't think the present situation would have developed. In any case, there is still time. Every Ahmadi must understand the importance of this matter to tell the people the true teachings of Islam. They should take up as an important enterprise. I have reminded you previously on this, but the way you should make the effort, you have failed to do so. Allah has declared us the best ummah who has been raised for the service of humanity. We should always keep in view that our sight should always be to give goodness and prosperity to the people. And what is the best virtue? It is to convey to them the teachings of Islam. Allah has shown us the path to guide the people that you should bid good, and Islam's teaching has enumerated and recounted all the right good works. Of course, it's clear that when you will first convey the teaching, before doing that, you will first bring about pious changes within yourself and be on the piety and act, do good deeds, and you will have to introduce these and give currency to these good works which Islam has said among your children. As I have said, that the foremost in that is to raise your relationship with God and to raise the level of worship of God. If in the true sense the levels of worship will rise, then you will also pay attention to doing your duty to each other, and the personal relationship will not drag you to this, that every man has a different thinking about the level of piety. By doing full justice to doing justice, you will try to stop people from evil. And these commands, that to bid good and forbid evil, we will be carrying it out. That we have perfect faith in God, and after having believed Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we have the true understanding and knowledge of the existence of God. When by creating these changes we will become those who bid good and forbid evil, the other people will also turn to us. They will realize that we do good works only because we believe in God, and that we do all these things for the sake of God. Every Ahmadi in his own surrounding where he is working or lives, he has some acquaintances. If from your continents, if from your movements, it will be clear that you abhor evil, and you, by doing good, you are Muslim, true Muslims, they will pay attention and find out who are these people, and try to find out who are these people. And each of your personality will display that you are spreading good and are stopping evil, and they will say that these people have a link with God. And when these people will look at you closely, then the mind of good nature people will be opened by God, because they are always good people in every nation, and they are in large numbers. Therefore, for preaching, you will have to set your own examples. You must not be entangled with these the society. You must adopt their good works and good deeds, but you should have to avoid their evil. You will have to prove that we are the best of the Ummah. There is no contradiction in our word and deed. We understand that purpose for which man has been created, that is to worship God. And the fruit of those who do worship of God and pay attention to worship and you will then find them in the form that they are following righteousness. Otherwise, you should remember that temporary changes or double standards or the shortcoming in moving ahead, even if these people will find some fruit and in the form of pledges, this will be either temporary that they will run away after believing, or they will not be of the standard which an Ahmadi should have. So, listening to this, you don't just go after numbers. There, some people are have the habit that they try to let them have oath of allegiance, but you should see and check that you should find Ahmadis, gain Ahmadis who will raise the standard of righteousness. Therefore, you must remember that those who are the existing Ahmadis, either they are advancing or they are increasing the number of new converts. If they are doing to, they are not paying attention to raising the level of righteousness and not level of worship, they are not fulfilling the object of the advent of promised Messiah. And such people, even in millions, are useless. So you who are the local Ahmadis, whether they are old Ahmadis or new Ahmadis, you should sit together and make such program which should give spiritual training to your of your children, because some people write letters of worries. You will have to make effort to bring about spiritual changes in your children, and every Ahmadi child, because of your good training, will be, should become a lifelike picture of the best of Ummah. And even in the preaching field, they should bid good and forbid evil, and conveying the message of Islam, you should invite them people to join you, that they should also do their duty to be the best of Ummah. You should remember that the best means of pulling other people to you is to build mosques. And I want to bring this to your attention. In the form of a purpose-built mosque, there is only one mosque in Holland. And even this was built nearly 50 years ago. Even then, the expense of this mosque was given by the Lajna, and mostly it was the Lajna of Pakistan. And even this place where we are now offering the prayer has been bought by the center. The Jamaat of Holland have not even built a single mosque yet. Now you are in such numbers here that if you decide and you create a more a capacity of sacrifice, then you can build mosque one at a time in every city. When you will start your work, Allah will inshallah also help you. A great mark of being the best of Ummah is that you have the full trust in God. When you believe in God, then you should also put your trust in Him and start this task of building mosques. Allah will inshallah help you, as I just said. Yesterday, I had a meeting with Amir Saab and the missionaries. I was telling them that if you will start the mosque, it will be completed. If you will be fearful of taking it upon yourself, then you can never be able to build it. You should make resolve, Allah will inshallah help you. When Ahmadi, with the grace of Allah, has an aim and resolves, then with the help of Allah, he does fulfill it, and a fervor starts, an enthusiasm starts. Therefore, you should not worry. You should not underestimate yourself. You are not having wrong opinion about yourself, you are having wrong opinion about the blessings of Allah. If you have belief, you should have firm faith in God. If you have this, set this target that in every 2 years you will at least make a mosque in one city where the Ahmadis are in reasonable number, then the Jamaat will spread. As I said, you should also do preaching and continue to build mosques. This is a small country. When you will build mosques here, then when the voice of Allah's unity will rise from its minarets, and your levels of worship will rise, and your worship of good works will rise, the wrong opinions of these people will be removed, and you will be becoming beneficiaries of Allah's blessings. These people will know the truth, and they will understand and realize that whatever we think of Islam, it is not like that. Rather, it is a religion which is spreading the peace and beauties. Therefore, with the building, with preaching, you should also pay attention to building mosque and preaching. Therefore, the Ahmadis in Holland should also pay attention to building of mosques, because this work has started everywhere in the world, and you should accept this challenge. As I just said, that then new fields of preaching will open up for you. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, if you want to introduce Jamaat and Islam to the people, you should build mosques. And then through these preaching paths of preaching, you have to make these people who are involved in idolatry of Trinity, they will realize what is the truth and what is the true religion. Every Ahmadi, after taking oath of allegiance by accepting Promised Messiah as Mahdi and Messiah, he will be fulfilling his oath of allegiance when he will do his utmost to establish in faith in unity of God. Because this is the purpose of the advent of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, my duty is that with the heavenly signs I should re-establish the unity of God in the world. May Allah enable every Ahmadi. When with good intentions, by realizing this purpose, will try to establish unity, then promise of God of miraculous sign was not just in the life of Promised Messiah, but in your life as well, and you will continue to see the miraculous signs of God if you will make effort. May Allah enable every Ahmadi that following righteousness, he should fulfill the purpose of the advent of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. If in fact we will understand truly the purpose of advent of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we will gain the blessings of Allah and will become beneficiaries of blessing and graces of Allah. To gain these blessings, and may Allah enable us to lead our lives according to the expectations of Promised Messiah. Promised Messiah says it should be your work that with prayer, with begging of Allah's forgiveness, with worshipping of God, and be engage yourself in self-purification. And you should make yourself worthy this way. That you should become, make yourself worthy that Allah's of Allah's favors and attention. Which He has promised. Allah has promised, made a promise with Promised Messiah for His followers that if they will adopt these good works, they will be worthy to attain Allah's blessings and favors and attentions. If you will do by paying attention, will then you will your levels and standards of preaching and your worship will continue to increase. May Allah enable each one of us to bring about pious changes in us and make us the true worshippers of God and make us beneficiaries of His blessings. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.